Todd Talks.
Growing up versus growing old, or looking at it the other way around, growing old versus growing up. I've been in a lot of conversations lately about that. You know, a lot of people I've been talking to, it's really interesting how things have changed over the years, because I'm talking to what I consider kids, you know, well into my 50s now. I'll talk to, you know, 20-somethings where they feel old, they're feeling exhausted, they're achy, they're cranky, they're sleepy, unhealthy, struggling with emotional issues and different things, right? But get into this conversation about growing old versus growing up. I also have great conversations with some older folks. I have some wonderful friends, some older friends, some in their 90s. We're just wonderful people, just so happy. And I'm always fascinated by, mesmerized by the whole notion of aging. And not just aging because you got to live forever, but aging well so that you're tapping into a beautiful life and helping to inspire others. You know, there's this beautiful wave of life that happens, and you know, you want to tap into it, because that's where we're all sort of, we're born into that capability. We're born with that ability to really truly enjoy life, to love life. And you know, that's why I'm always on this path of exploration to become the better self. And I try to do it in layperson's terms too, you know. A lot of people are smooth talkers. There's a lot of salespeople out there selling a lot of things. I try to keep it simple, you know, the path to enlightenment. You know, whether you're following Jesus or Buddha, doesn't matter. They principally point to the same thing. But as far as growing old versus growing up, I've been in a number of these conversations, you know, with theories about what you believe in aging, what your expectations are. You know, what will determine what your experience of aging will be. Having conversations with my father about this too. You know, he's pushing 80 years old and he still acts like he's 30. You know, it's very inspirational. You know, so we talk a lot about this type of stuff. You know, but what about you? Do you accept the notion that aging has to involve deterioration of the body and mind? You know, do you accept that? Is that something that has been planted in your mind? And I've often heard from people, like a lot of teachers I've had or books I've read, talk about saying things like, I'll never let an old person into my body. You know, I just refuse. It's just not in my characteristic, right? I don't believe in thinking old, you know, and I think it's something to think about, literally thinking about. Do you think about yourself as thinking that you're old? Often my Tai Chi master teacher, Master Young, he'll talk about this, where when you're doing exercises and he'll say, be 10 years younger, act 5 years younger, 10 years younger. You know, sometimes you have to act that way responsibly, obviously. You know, you're not going to go do crazy things, but you can actually have a mindset that is not thinking old. Instead of thinking that you're old, just believe that you've got that beautiful youthful energy, and you apply that in your life. Again, responsibly. You know, you're not going to do anything crazy. But think about how we've all transitioned. I certainly have transitioned through many bodies. You and I both have. You know, we've transitioned from being a baby, a toddler, to a child, to a teen, a young adult, and midlife, and older adults, you know. And all throughout those changes, for me personally, and you included, your spirit is unchanged, right? You support your body with exercise, your mind with reading and writing and listening to good quality content, and you nourish the spirit with the knowing that you're part of the divine source of all life, right? Don't program yourself to break down as you age with thoughts that decline is inevitable. It's a terrible thing to do. And it's never too late to have a happy childhood. You know, I'm lucky because I've had a happy childhood. I have a remarkable childhood. Even things that were seemingly negative, I see as positive. I really don't have too many issues with that. You know, but regardless of whether you did or not, you can still have a happy childhood, meaning you can reflect back on it and see your childhood as something that was spectacular. You can sort of imagine that in your head, or have your childhood now. You can act like a child. You know, I remember sitting with my father, you know, showing him these video games on my PlayStation, PS5, PS4, PS5. And, you know, he was just enthralled by the race car games and the fighter jet games, the adventure games, the sniper games, you know. We had a lot of fun. But when you watch children playing, notice how totally involved they are in what they're doing. How they run everywhere they go, right? Even my grandson, he's such a beautiful young child. He's so amazing, so inspiring. But he runs everywhere he goes. He's all excited. Notice how they're oblivious to future problems, almost as if they've given themselves permission to be free, and they show it by becoming totally absorbed in their playtime, right? That's what they do. To be more childlike, you don't have to give up being an adult, you know? And again, responsibly. It doesn't mean you got to act like an imbecile or an ignorant teenager, but you don't have to give up the playfulness. The fully integrated person, if we are fully integrated, is capable of being both an adult, right? We can be an adult and a child simultaneously. We can have a childlike mind, an imaginative mindset while we're an adult. You can recapture the childlike feelings, that wide-eyed excitement you'd have as a child, spontaneous appreciation, and just being loosening up and being full of awe and wonder at everything in life, this magnificent world that we live in. You know, a lot of people I know are able to do that. They're just able to live a beautiful, vibrant, wise life, you know, full of inspiration. And a lot of people do things called daily positive affirmations. I've done a lot of that. I tend to do it now sort of as part of my regular way of life. You know, I mean, what I mean by that is that thinking positive, it really does help. It's like set your thoughts forward in your life absolutely affects your life. You know, we're all connected to a source of infinite love within, right? That we can use to heal our lives and help others do the same. That's what it is. It's a source of ultimate love, ultimate and infinite love, right? It's just, that's what it's made of. It's sort of like, again, that childlike spirit. It's just made of love and awe and fascination. And it's important to remember that too. It's important to look at yourself, your own self, with love and gratitude, always. You know, giving back to the world, giving to people, moving ahead, loving life, learning and growing. It's all really, really important for a happy and beautiful life. So I wanted to put together a couple things. I remember reading, I put some notes down of suggestions for rediscovering your own inner child, right? So here's a couple things I've written down. Number one would be laugh. I mean, I tend to always try to exercise my sense of humor. I always have, even to a fault. I've gotten myself in trouble sometimes with my sense of humor, but nonetheless, laugh. The child in you, like all children, loves to laugh. You know, they instinctively know the more laughter we have, the better, right? So laugh. I would say that's rule number one. A second thing would be maintaining fantasies. You know, children love to dream, make up stories, and use their imagination. And so would you if you let yourself do it. A good fantasy life was not only great fun once upon a time, but it's also one of the healthiest aspects of your life as a whole. You know, all of life's best realities start with that childlike fantasies. And I'm not talking about inappropriate fantasies. I'm talking about just fantasizing a wonderful life. What would that be like? Give it a whirl. Third thing would be being spontaneous. The child inside you wants to be impulsive and adventurous without having to plan things in advance. Try to be spontaneous once in a while. Spontaneity in many ways is the key to all childlike behavior, right? And so consider being spontaneous. The next one would be accepting the world as it is. Be trusting, be accepting, right? But just accept it. You know, the child inside of you knows how to take things as they come, how to deal most effectively and happily with everything, right? And everyone it encounters on this planet, everyone. If you can recapture that childlike essence of your being, you can stay forever young at heart just by accepting the world as it is. You know, I know a lot of kids, even my grandson, I'll watch where they just sort of, they watch. And yeah, you can be troubled by some things you see, but just accept it. It just is what it is and go back to focusing on spontaneity and fantasies and laughter, right? These glorious qualities, these childlike qualities, can help you enjoy your life each and every day. And they're no further from you than the fingers are in your hands. They're right there and literally in your grasp. They're a part of you. And if you really love that child within you, or at least contemplate it and really care to be a child again in the ways I'm talking about, you can't help but be at peace with yourself. Just give it a try. Just allow yourself to sit quietly, close your eyes, and think inside. Think of that little child inside and give that child inside some love, some affection, some tenderness, and some fantasies, some excitement, some laughter. You know, and when you have inner peace, here's the key. When you do attain some inner peace, it doesn't have to be much. It could be a little bit of inner peace. You can do anything at all. So give yourself more of that childlike inner peace. Start today by just letting yourself be spontaneous in the moment, a fun-loving child again. Or keep the dreams of your youth alive. It's something real easy to do. It doesn't take a lot of work to do. So give that a try today. Try to give your child, your inner child, a chance to shine and radiate. And that, to me, is the big difference between growing old versus growing up. We don't have to grow up and we don't have to grow old all the way, you know, as they used to say in the old coffee commercials, you know, good to the last drop. We want to enjoy our lives and be real grateful and blessed and just get super excited about life and enjoy it every single moment. And part of that is maintaining that child spirit. I'm Todd, a lifetime artist and passionate creative professional with over 30 years of incredible experience. A wellness, martial arts, Zen, and spiritual teacher, imaginative entrepreneur, and honored husband, father, and grandfather. I'm driven to helping others achieve their personal, professional, and spiritual best. You can find me online at toddszen.com or mitchellcreativegroup.com. Thank you.